Log Talk Radio.
Behold, the word of God. Trail on him. Praise God, praise God. We're getting ready. We are getting ready down here, planning to be with him there. Hallelujah. So, praise God. Get ready. This is getting ready time. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. You are listening to God's favorite minister coming to you tonight. Live, praise God. Have you lost a loved one, son, a daughter to drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet. Whatever you may be going through, maybe some type of sickness or something hurting in any kind of way, God's favor, so reaching out to help heal your hurt. Praise God. Jesus said in Matthew, praise God, 11:28, he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Praise God. God is willing to ease our pain, our sorrows, our hurt. Praise God. Whatever we go through, God is there. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you tonight, God, thanking you for your goodness, your mercy, your grace, God, that you have, oh, God, just spread out on us today, God. We thank you for what you've done, God. We thank you, God, that you never gives up on us, God. We thank you that you have loved us, God, with an everlasting love, God. We thank you, Father God, that we are your children. God, thank you that you chose us. We didn't choose ourselves, but you chose. You chose us to bring us into this world, God. Thank you. And you chose us for a purpose and a reason. God, we thank you for that. We thank you, Father God, for everyone that's coming on tonight, God. Whatever, oh God, they may have that need from you, we believe that need going to be met tonight. Yes, Lord God, tonight. No, not some other time, tonight. God, we believe that you are a right now God. And God, we can trust in you and believe on you, God. Oh, God, lean on you, depend upon you for everything, God. Oh, God, because you knows it all. You got it all, God. Send your angels, oh, God. Wrap us up in your love, God, like never before, God. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you for everyone that's coming on, God, everyone that's on. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you for their home. Thank you, God, that there is peace and love there, God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, they have chosen you, oh, God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And the devil can't do them no harm. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, because they wrapped up, tied up, and tangled up in you. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord God is our strength and our song. The Lord God is our Savior. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, good evening. Good evening again and again. Hallelujah. The love of God up on you. Praise God. Hallelujah. The one that made you and knows all about you. Praise God. He said he will withhold no good thing from those that walk up right before him. Praise. Ain't that a good God? Ain't that a good God? I tell you, when God say things to us, it's just like gold nuggets are better. Praise God. He said, I won't withhold no good thing from those. Oh, God, if you walking with the Lord, he's just going to give you all of his good things because he got nothing but good he want to give you. Praise God. Praise God. What a blessing. What a blessing. What a blessing. Well, at this time, I'm going to ask, is there anyone that have a prayer request tonight? Praise God. If there is someone that may have a prayer request and you want us to pray about it tonight, this is your time for just press 1 on your phone. Praise God. We will be glad to pray for you. And getting a little sip of water there. Praise God. If you have a prayer request, press 1 on your phone tonight. We'll be glad to pray for you. I believe I see Sister Keys. Would you be willing to pray for our prayer request tonight? Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Amen. I will.
Okay. All right. We do want to keep Minister Janice in our prayers. We know y'all don't know how she took care of her mother like I did. She would sit up and just going to give a quick testimony, and I don't think she's on tonight. But she would, you know, this lady took care of her mother, and her mother was about to make 101. Mother had her and made 100 years old last year. We celebrated her birthday. But Janice, no matter how weak mother was, she would set her up on a Sunday and dress her like she was going to church. She would baby doll her mother, and she would talk to her mother, and she would put her on the phone and let her hear the messages from me and her every Friday night and every Sunday at 7. And mother would sit there, and she enjoyed the messages, and she would tell me sometime, I really enjoyed that message. So we pray for Minister Janice as she goes through this trying time in her life. It's going to be a loss. The mother died right there on the bed where she slept, praise God. But the services will be on the 16th on Flood Street, viewing from 9 to 10 at Pilgrim Rest Baptist Church, down on 2428 Flood Street. Is where the services will be held on the 16th. But anyway, pray for Minister Janice, all the family, praise God, because we know these girls and the grandchildren is going to miss Mother Hattie. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So the first prayer request we hear is 713. Go ahead.
Yes, this is Minister Gwen. Good evening, Pastor Vivian, and to all the saints on the line. I thank God for another day And I stand in agreement with Minister Janice and her family, and I ask that we continue the prayers for Mother Joan Williams and her family, along with Dr. Williams, as her sister in California went on to be with the Lord, and all those who may be in mourning. And just continue to pray for my entire family, that we will continue to grow in the strength and obedience of God to be all that he desires us to be. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. All right. 682, go ahead.
Good evening, everyone. Minister Vivian. I'm asking for prayer for myself. I'm having a procedure on Wednesday, my varicose veins. Also, I'm asking for prayer for my unsaved children and grandchildren. I'd like to ask for prayer for one of my church members. Her name is Georgia. She had a blood clot, and it traveled to her heart and her lungs. And she's still in the hospital, but she's doing excellent, they say. Also, pray for us. Our church will be beginning to have a VBS, Vacation Bible School, next week, and praying that it will be a blessing to some of the children, that the Lord would install something into them, that they would enjoy themselves and will get to know the Lord as their personal Savior. Thank you.
May I have your name, please?
Rebecca.
Sister Rebecca.
Thank you.
Okay, the next person is Mother Patterson. Go ahead. Our Sister Shawanda. Okay, Mother Stokes.
Amen. Amen. Good evening, Pastor Vivian. I'm so glad that I made the line this afternoon. And I just want to thank God. I do want to give this prayer request to Andrea Boyce. She used to be on the Kingdom Dominion prayer line. Her mom was along with Pastor Elaine. But what I wanted to say, that Jonathan, her last sibling, died. Her brothers, her three brothers died within a year. And one was two months. So she asked for prayer. She sent me an email asking for prayer. And she said she's having trouble burying her brother. So I'm going to get this email out to you all by tomorrow. And you can read the email what she had sent. She is a part of the Kingdom Dominion prayer line, and she moved to New York. Amen. And I also have my niece here, Taisha, and she's going to give her prayer request.
Amen. Amen. Good evening, everyone. My name is Taisha Matthews, and I am putting in a request for prayer for me to get my own place. I am now working, and I got me a vehicle, and I have a good job, and I've been with my aunt since February, but it's time for me to get my own place, so I'm claiming it, and I'm putting in applications, so I just ask that you guys pray everything goes good, and I get a good, safe area for me and my child. Thank you.
Great job. 225, go ahead. Two two five.
I don't know.
778.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Oh, good. Thank God for another chance to be on the prayer line, and thank God for blessing us with another day. I was trying to get out, but I didn't know how. So I thank God I made it on though. That's all I have to say, and just. My prayer request is just praying, continue praying for my family and praying for the ones in the nursing home and ones homeless, and just praying that God continue blessing us and blessing us to get closer to Him. Thank you for giving me a chance to speak.
Amen. God bless you, sweetheart. All right. I believe that is all. Anyone else? All right. Go for it.
Amen, amen. Father God, we thank you, Lord. Father God, thank you for sparing our lives. Thank you for giving us another chance. Father God, before I ask for anything, I want to ask you to forgive me, Lord. Forgive me if I've done anything that was not pleasing to you, Lord. If I failed to do something, forgive me, Lord. If I didn't realize I was sinning, forgive me for that too, Father God. Father God, we thank you once again. We thank you that we're all able to come together and we have breath in our body. Dear Lord, we're praying for Minister Janice in the loss of her mother. Father God, we ask that you just give her strength, Lord. Strength and hold her up, because we know the separation is going to be so trying on her, dear Lord. Father God, we just ask that you just strengthen her. Give her strength in her entire family, Lord, as they prepare to lay Mother Hattie to rest, dear Lord. Father God, we thank you. Thank you for things, for everything that she done, Lord. We thank you for her being near every step of the way with her mom. We thank you for that, Lord. Continue to bless that entire family. Minister Gwen is coming to you on this evening, dear Lord. Father God, she's praying for Mother Jones Williams and her entire family, dear Lord, in the loss of Mother Williams' sister, Lord. Father God, give them strength, Lord. Give them traveling grace and mercy as they prepare to go lay her sister to rest. Father God, we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for holding them up, Lord. Father God, Minister Gwen is also praying for her entire family, Lord, that they will have a closer walk with God, that they will be all that he wants them to be, Lord. Do it for your glory, Lord. Use that family, Lord, as like you would like to use them, so that they could reach everyone, dear Lord, reach others, Lord, in their age brackets and others as they walk up and down the highways or whatever they may be, the classrooms or wherever they may go. Father God, we ask that you just continue to strengthen them, Lord, and then touch her whole family, Lord, everywhere, all over, Lord, the ones in Mississippi, Texas, or wherever else they may be, Father God. We ask that you just be with them, Lord. Continue to bless them, Lord. Sister Rebecca is coming to you, Lord. She's going to have a procedure on Wednesday, Lord, with her varicose veins. Father God, let all be well, Lord. Father God, you work that out, Father God. You guide those doctors' hands, Lord, as they prepare to do what they're going to do for her, dear Lord. Continue to give her strength in her body, Lord. She's praying for her friend Georgia as well, Lord. Georgia had a blood clot, and she's in the hospital, and she's thanking you, Lord, thanking you for healing her, Lord. She thank you, Lord, that things are as well as they are with Miss Georgia, dear Lord. Continue to cover her. Continue to bless her. Continue to mend her, Lord. Father God, she's praying for her church as they're getting ready to have Vacation Bible School, dear Lord. Father God, she's hoping that all will go well the way that you want it to go, Lord, and that they're able to reach children, Lord, and reach adults, Lord, that they'll have a successful Vacation Bible School, that someone will be saved during that time, dear Lord. We're thanking you for Sister Rebecca, her entire family, and all that she brings to this line, dear Lord. Continue to cover her, Lord, and meet every need she have up before you. Mother Patterson is coming to you, Lord. She's thanking you, Lord, that just for another day, another evening. She's praying for her entire family, Lord. Evangelist Shawanda, her grandchildren and her great-grands, Lord. Just continue to bless them. Cover them, Lord. Save who need to be saved. Lord, she's praying for the ones in the nursing homes, Lord, that you'll just be with them. Let them not feel as if they've been forgotten, Lord. Send someone to just give them a smile, a word of encouragement. Lord, and she's asking that the workers treat them the way they need to be treated, Lord, with respect, with dignity, Lord, and that they do it humbly, dear Lord. Praying for the homeless, Lord, that you'll just give them shelter, dear Lord. Father God, she thank you for what you're doing, and she's praying that you just keep blessing all your people, Lord, that we get a closer walk with you, Lord, closer than close, Lord. We thank you for Mother Patterson's request. Thank you, dear Lord. Mother Stokes is coming to you, dear Lord. She's praying for her five boys like she does in her entire family, dear Lord. Thanking you in advance for the car that's on the way. Thanking you, Lord, for the program she's going to have in August, dear Lord. She's thanking you, Lord. She's lifting up Andrea Boyce to you, dear Lord, in the loss of her sibling, her brother, the last one, dear Lord. Father God, protect her. Give her strength, Lord. Cover her. Let her know she's not alone. Help her, Lord, to do what it is she has to do. Father God, Andrea is also praying for help. praying for someone to help her bury her brother, dear Lord. She's standing in need of a financial blessing, Father God. Father God, send resources her way, Lord. Give her contact information to where she can contact someone, and they'll help her in laying him to rest, dear Lord. Father God, we thank you for what you're going to do. Thank you for keeping her strong in her body. Thank you for being with her, Lord. Father God, Taisha Matthews is coming to you, Lord. She's asking for a home of her own, a place of her own. She's with her aunt, Mother Lily Mae Stokes, Lord, and she's been there for a minute, dear God, and she said she has a job in a car, and now it's time for her to have her own place for her and her daughter, dear Lord. Father God, we thank you for her. Father God, we ask that you just open up doors to where she'll have a nice, safe place that she can call home, Lord, a safe place, Lord, for her and her baby, dear Lord. Father God, we're thanking you and thankful for what you're doing. Thanking you for everyone on this line, Father God, those that may be grieving, those that may be sad, those that may be going through depression or anything, dear Lord. We ask that you just touch, Lord, touch the minds, heal the hearts, Lord. Father God, any that are separated from their children, their spouse, or their siblings, we ask that you just be their comforter, Lord. Help them, Lord. Help them to deal with whatever it is that they're going through. Father God, those that stand in need of a healing, Lord, we ask that you just touch, Lord. We know one touch from you is all it takes. You can heal, Lord. And we thank you in advance for that. We thank you for Minister Vivian. Thanking you for what she's bringing to this line, dear Lord. Thank you, Lord, for her faithfulness, Lord. We thank you for her. Continue to meet every need she has up before you, dear Lord. Father God, cover us with your precious blood. Father God, we thank you, Lord. Thanking you for grace and mercy. Thanking you that we are above the ground and not beneath. Thank you, Lord. We thank you. In Jesus' name, we're saying thank you, Lord. We just can't thank you enough, Lord. Hallelujah. There's a praise in me that I just can't keep to myself, God. It's burning in my stomach, dear Lord. And we just say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for how you're going to touch the nation, how you're blessing and covering the nation. We thank you for the government, Lord, how they came to agreement on different things, Lord. We lifting up our federal, our state, and our city governments to you, Lord. Father God, we thank you, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help, Lord. Help. We stand in need of help. We lifting our president up to you, Lord, and all people in authority, all pastors and their companions. We lift them up to you, Lord. Let them seek you and how to run the country, how to run their church, and what to say to your people. In Jesus' name, I'm lifting up everyone in their situations, Lord. Amen and amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
I see Sister Ethel on. Sister Ethel, would you like to give us a little testimony of your mother?
She's getting ready to give a message now, right after this testimony. Mm-hmm. She's going to give a message. You ain't never heard these before.
Sister Ethel?
Yes, ma'am.
We are praying. Okay, would you like to give us a little testimony of your dear mother? Do you feel like it? We are praying for you all at this time.
Just want to say thank you all for your prayer. And I'm not able to say anything right now.
Okay. Okay. We know, we know. We feel your pain, okay? We feel your pain. We are praying for you. Yes, yes. God's going to strengthen you, okay? God's going to strengthen you. It's going to be okay.
Thank you.
Okay, okay. God bless you now.
Thank you.
Praise God. Yes. That's Sister Ethel. That's Janet's sister. She has another one. Praise God. We keep the family in the prayer. Praise God. We the Bible says when one cry, we ought to cry with them. When they hurt, we got to with them. So that's what this ministry is all about. You know, the hurting. You know, there are times we all can face some hurts and some pains in our life. But where is the body? The body is here tonight. That's why I'm so glad to see you all here tonight. You are here to help gird up the pain of Mother Hattie's family. Praise God. And this time, I'm going to ask Sister Jackie Keys, will she bring us a song?
Come and do a miracle today. Come and do a miracle today. Destiny changer, destiny changer. Come and change a destiny today. Come and change a destiny today. Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. You're a miracle working God. Your name is Yahweh. Powerful healer. You are a powerful healer. Come and heal, so powerful today. Let us see your power flow today. Your name is Yahweh, your name is Yahweh. You're a miracle working God, your name is Yahweh. Your name is Father. Your name is Father. You are miracle working God. Your name is Father. Your name is loving. Your name is loving. You are miracle working God. Your name is loving. Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. You are miracle working God. Your name is Yahweh. Miracle worker. You are a miracle worker. Come and do a miracle today. Come and do a miracle today. Hallelujah. Miracle work.
Amen. Praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the
Lord. Praise. Amen. Well, our title tonight is, are you willing to do the Father's will? The Father will that you praise him. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Are you willing to praise him for your children? Are you willing to praise him for your finances? Are you really to praise him through your sickness or your pain? I want you to have tonight a willing mind, no matter what it takes. Say, God, I'm willing. You know, they used to sing a song a long time ago, Lord, I'm willing to run all the way. I'm willing. Willing to go all the way. I don't care what it takes, how hard it is, be willing to go. Because if you have a willing mind, God is going to be with you if you will to do so. Because he said he would be there in every circumstance. Be willing. The human soul is composed of three parts, the intellect, the emotions, and the will. So we need to put into our spirit, baptize into our spirit, Lord, I'm willing. Lord, I'm willing. Whatever it takes, Lord, I'm willing. I'm willing to do it. I'm willing to go. Everything else in the soul, that is the intellect and the emotion, revolves around your will. Oh, you got to have a willing mind, y'all. You got to have a willing mind. Praise God. According to the scripture, the strength of the soul is the will. Lord, I'm willing. I'm willing, Lord, to do this program every Sunday night. unless something really, really comes up, like when Pastor Steve was here, or if I didn't, I wasn't home. But I am so willing to do the Lord's will, whatever He calls you to do. Be willing to do it. Ask God, Lord, what will you desire me to do? What is your will, God, for my life, God? What is your will? Your strength is in your will. Come on, somebody. Your strength is in your will. So you got to have the faith. Praise God. You got to be focused. The will of people is because he focused on the will and not on the emotion. Hallelujah. Praise God. In John 5:30, Jesus said, I seek not mine own will, but the will of my Father. Well, if Jesus, my Lord, come on, somebody, if Jesus' will was to do his Father's will, why we can't do the Father's will? Oh, praise, who sent me? An important point is made here. If you are seeking your own will, then it's almost impossible to seek the God's will. Come on, hallelujah. If you want to do things to please you, come on, Holy Ghost. If you want things, you want a will to do things to make you look good, pleasing God. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. When you are seeking your own will, your judgment is much more likely to be incorrect. Hallelujah. You walking in incorrection. You'll never amount to the promise and the plans God has for you because you want things your way. You will not have a sense of spiritual discernment. You will not have a sense of spiritual discernment. You got to walk in the will of the Father. It is so important that we submit our will to the will of God. It is so important. Lord, if it's not, Lord, let it be your will and not let it be mine. Let me not walk in my own ways for self-exaltation or to be seen by men or to be heard by men or whatever it may be. No. We want God to be pleased in every area. In Matthew 26:39, Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. It is the night before his crucifixion. The disciples are sleeping, and Jesus goes to pray. Listen to his words. Oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not I will, but as thou wilt. So Jesus prayed. Don't. God, let it be your will. God, let it be your. God has set so many examples for us that we can travel by every day, teaching us along the way how that we are to stand on the word of God and let our will be his will. Let Jesus guide us all the way. Jesus continued to honor the agreement. He made it with the Father, even when he realized that his decision was taking them toward the cross. Jesus knew what he was facing, but he said, let it be your will, Father. Let it, y'all get that in your mind tonight. If Jesus said to the Father, let it be, I want to say tonight, God, let it be your will for my life. Through and out, Marissa, let it be your will. Hey, praise God. This is serious. God, let it be your will. Not my own. Hallelujah. In John chapter 4, Jesus was traveling through the city of Samaria with his disciples. They stopped at the well of Jacob outside the city at midday. The disciples went into the city to find some meat. While they were gone, a woman came at the well to draw some water. Jesus entered into a conversation with her, and in the course of the conversation, the disciples came back with meat for Jesus to eat. Jesus told them in John 4:32, I don't know who's ringing my doorbell. Nobody's supposed to be ringing my doorbell at this point. He said, I have meat. Hold on, just a second. Praise God, the devil is a liar. I don't see nobody, but that doorbell rings. Oh, there it goes again. Praise God. Hallelujah. But whoever it is, let them call. Hallelujah. I'm in the will of God right now. Anyway, in John in 4 and 32 and 34 said, I have meat to eat, but ye know not of. Therefore said the disciples one to another, have any man brought him out to meat eat? Jesus said unto them, my meat is to do the will of him who sent me to finish his work. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. He still was his will to do the Father's work. Praise God. Hallelujah. He is telling them that doing God's work will give them actual physical strength. Praise God. Hallelujah. By ministering to the woman at the well, God had been ministering to his physical body. Setting your will to do God's will gives you tremendous strength of the soul. Oh, my God. When you set your will to do God's will, it's giving you strength to your soul. My Lord, my son, I know I want my soul to be strengthened. Praise God. Oh, praise God. I want my soul to be strengthened. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is asking us today to make a decision now in the area of our will. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You will find that once in your will in line with God's will, then emotions will follow. But emotions is not to lead us. Praise God. Our emotions is not. We are to be led by the will of God. Believers, believe me. Hallelujah. When you trust in the Lord and believe God and say, Lord, your will be done in every situation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. We are to press and ask God to lead us and guide us and say, no, Lord, not your will, but not my will, but your will be done. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's a incision is self a choice. It is a choice that you have to make. It is a choice you have to make. Praise God. Every time you do that, you weaken your will. Every time. Every time you do that, it becomes harder to make a decision the next time around. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yes, the devil going to try to make it hard for you. The devil going to try to put things before you. Well, it seems as though you can't press on. But say, God, if it's your will, let your will be done. If you're willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. That's what the words say. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the, oh, praise God, the good of the land. There is a time of decision that you have to make, praise God, in your life. You say, Lord, if it's your will, that's your decision. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God says you will not always have to decide. It's a plane where to leave and make up your mind. Leave that plane where that you are on. Praise God. Hallelujah. And know that God will help you to make the decision. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you know, this comes, well, this is Praise Sunday. Praise God. So when we do this, when you make it God's will, you are praising him, praise God, hallelujah. all through when you make your will, you go on praising God in everything. And when you do that, you will receive all God's blessings. Oh, when you praise God and make it his will, the blessings come down. Praise God. And you will be healed. Praise God. Called praise bring about healing. Praise God. Hallelujah. When you do that, praise God, to it appropriate his promises to you. Praise God. It causes the promises to develop, oh God, to come forth. Praise God. And oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Even to help you to defeat the enemy when he comes in, as I said earlier. Praise God. When you make God's will, your will, God's will, praise God, it'll drive out the enemy because you're going to go praising God when you make it his will. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then you'll live in victory. Oh, you'll be so joyful. Praise God. You'll be joyful and praise him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise him all through the battle. Praise God. Hallelujah. Go about rejoicing and you will have joy. I tell you, I have joy every day. I don't let the devil get in there with depression, oppression, depression, because I'm going to go about praising my God every day. Praise God. I am just going to be like the Jolly Giant. You might not know it, but in my heart, because it ain't about my outer appearance. It's what's going on in my heart. Praise God. And also, it'll help you be free. Praise God. This when you make God's your will, God's will, praise God, you're going to go about praising him because you're going to be free. You're going to be in the freedom then. You can walk in and talk in it. And then people be wondering, what is the problem? She must be kind of half crazy. That's all right. I'm praising for Jesus. And I'm going to go about praising Jesus. Praise God. And you will find wholeness in him, praise God. The wholeness of God, of his word. You will begin to understand it better. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. God will open up things to you, praise God, like never before. Praise God. God, oh, God loves you so much. Yes, he does. Praise God. God just, the oh, my gracious. He will even become a doer of the word of God to you. Praise God. When you let your will, praise God. When you let your will, oh, I know sometimes we say, oh, God, I just want this and I want to do this and I want. But it, just let it be God. Oh, God, if it's your will. And watch God take you right on through that thing, praise God, when you make it his will. Praise God. That's a decision. Hallelujah. That you have to make between you and God. What are you going to do about the word of God? Are you going to let it be the will of God? You must decide in your heart, praise God. This thing, like I said, is coming from the heart, deep down within the heart. When the enemy tries to step in all around and, oh, seem like every door is closed, seem like there is darkness all around, praise God. I say, God, if it's your will, God, I'm going to rise high above than this thing, God. Lord, I am greater than this thing because you make me greater. Praise God. Hallelujah. Your will, oh God. Your will. Your will. And not mine. Not mine, God. Lord, you take me through. God, you promised that you would. Just remind God of his promises. Because his promises is yes and not nay. Praise God. His promises that he'll love you always. His promise is, praise God, that he'll never leave you nor forsake you. Praise, if you make your will. His promises will be there through every trial. In every situation, praise God. If you don't make a decision, it will become harder and harder for you to go through. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says, now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. If you are not saved tonight is your night. Let Jesus come into your heart. Make it your will. If anybody is on, if anybody is listening tonight is your night that you make Jesus, your choice. Praise God. Hallelujah. I think we played this song early. You make Jesus your choice. Praise God. Let him come into your heart. Say, Lord, come into my heart and abide in my heart. And God, I accept you as Jesus as God's son. And Lord, come in and abode in me. Praise God. Romans 10:9-10 says, if you will accept Jesus as his son, as your personal savior, you shall be saved. Praise God. Hallelujah. So you don't want to walk around without making a decision. You want to make a decision first to be saved. Then you want to, and then you want to make decisions and say, God, if it's your will. Praise God. There are times, praise God, hallelujah, praise God, that people need God more than ever before. There are times in your life, praise God, you're going to be crying tears and you need God. There are times you're going to have pain and you need God. This is your time. Just make your decision. Just say, God, let my will be your will, and I'll serve you for the rest of my life. God, this
Amen.
Is you. And I know you believe. Somebody on here has said this tonight, which I know that there is somebody on here tonight, hallelujah, that has put their will in God's hand and say, Lord, here I am. Lead me, guide me all the way. I will be with you all the way, and God will lead you. Praise God. And if someone needs further prayer, praise God, on God leading and guiding them, please call me. Praise God. 615-1070 is my number. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, my time is almost up. I thank God for you all coming in and joining with me, all of you all far and near. Praise God. God bless you. God keep you. God cause his face to shine upon you. God be gracious to you. And God told Moses, hallelujah, and I believe and I stand on this. I believe in blessing the people. So God told Moses, he said, if you want these people to be blessed, put my name up on them and they will be blessed. I say you blessed tonight. Go in peace now. Amen. I'll see you next
Amen.
Week. Bye-bye.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Pastor Bibby. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you.
Yes, God bless you.
Thank God for you, Pastor Vivian. Thank God for
God
that word.
God bless you.
Powerful
God
word.
God bless you. Thank you. Thank you, Paul. Thank you. Praise God.